Chapter 3. Dr. Sloper Meets Morris. 5 days later, Morris Townsend came again, and again Dr. Sloper was not at home. Aunt Lavinia left the room, and the two young people were alone. Morris stayed for more than an hour. His conversation was relaxed and friendly, and he asked Catherine lots of questions about herself. But Catherine could not say much because her life was not very interesting. As soon as her father came home, Catherine told him,
"Morris Townsend was here."
"Who's that?" he asked.
"He's the man from Aunt Elizabeth's party."
"I see. And did he propose to you today?" he asked.
This question made Catherine unhappy, because she knew that it was sarcastic. But she pretended that it was funny and answered,
"No, but maybe he'll propose next time."
Then she quickly left the room. After that day, Morris started coming to the house very often, and Catherine was very happy. She did not talk to her father about him, but Dr. Sloper knew that Morris was visiting. He did not ask Catherine about the visits because he wanted to allow Catherine some independence.
"It is possible that this man is not a problem," thought Dr. Sloper, "but maybe I should ask my sister Elizabeth about him."
And the next day, he went to see her.
"Lavinia has already asked me about Morris Townsend," Elizabeth told her brother. "I don't know why, because he doesn't want to be her lover. She's very strange."
"What can you tell me about him?" asked Dr. Sloper.
"Arthur's mother told me some things. He's about 30 years old. He inherited a small amount of money, but he spent it all in a few years, and he doesn't have a job. He lives with his sister, Mrs. Montgomery. She's a widow with 5 children.
"He has no money. So does he spend her money?"
asked Dr. Sloper. "I don't know. He traveled all around the world, but he wants to stay in New York now and begin life seriously."
"So is he serious about Catherine?"
asked Dr. Sloper.
"Why? Don't you believe that it is possible?" replied Aunt Elizabeth.
"You never think well of poor Catherine. She will inherit $30,000 a year.
"You think well of her money," her brother laughed.
"No, I think well of her, too. She's a lovely girl. You always think that no man will want her, and it's not true."
"No man has ever given Catherine any attention before. She's not beautiful or intelligent. Men prefer charming girls, like your daughters."
That evening, Dr. Sloper said to his sister Lavinia,
"Please invite Morris Townsend for dinner. I would like to meet him."
And a few evenings later, the young man came to Washington Square. Dr. Sloper did not talk to Morris during the meal, but he watched him talking to Catherine. Catherine noticed, and she blushed. "Poor Catherine," thought her father, turning away. "She is very shy, and I'm making her feel embarrassed. I won't look at them anymore."
After the meal, the women left the room, and Dr. Sloper sat down with Morris. The young man drank a lot of Dr. Sloper's excellent wine and talked about himself.
"You need a job, don't you?" Dr. Sloper asked.
Morris nodded.
Yes. Can you find me one?
Ah, he's very conceited, thought Dr. Sloper, but he said,
No, I can't. Will you leave New York to find one?
No, I can't do that, answered Morris. My sister needs me. I help her by teaching her children. I give them lessons.
I would like to meet this sister, thought Dr. Sloper. And while Morris went to talk to Catherine, he thought, Morris is very intelligent, but he's conceited. I don't like him. He doesn't want to find a job. He wants to marry my unintelligent but rich daughter.
Morris went to talk to Catherine.
Your father doesn't like me, he said.
How do you know that? Asked Catherine.
I can feel it. Ask him, and you'll see that I'm right.
Catherine cried, No, I won't talk about you to my father.
Morris looked at her carefully. If he doesn't like me, does that matter to you?
She answered, without hesitating, Yes, it matters to me a lot. I don't want to make my father unhappy.
This made Morris a little angry, but he did not show it.
Meet me again tomorrow, he said.
Why do you like me? Catherine asked. I'm ugly and stupid.
You're my dear girl, Morris replied, smiling sweetly at her.
But I'm not even...
She hesitated.
You're not what?
I'm not even brave.
No. You're not. You're frightened of your father.
So what shall we do?
I'm frightened, but I want to see you, Catherine cried.
Good, answered Morris. He was pleased.